Last Voyage of the Demeter. So it takes place in Romania, starts in Romania, and there's this guy who is a doctor who can't get any work because he's black. So he's kind of like hanging out in bars, and he hears that this ship that is just docked, the Demeter, needs a couple more crew, needs a couple more hands. So he thinks, because he's a trained doctor, that he can help the ship. They kind of blow him off at first, but then he saves the young grandson of the captain of the ship from a cargo that falls. He pushes him out of the way. So they bring him on the ship, and the people who are loading up the ship see this, like, crest, this dragon's crest kind of thing on the cargo, and they get spooked and they leave saying good luck, and they give them back their money plus more, and the ship goes off on its voyage. And you know, this is a story that we all know. We all know how it's going to end because it's based on the captain's log from Bram Stoker's Dracula. Excuse me. What am I saying? It's based on part of the book, but a very small passage from the book, a very small part of the larger story of Dracula. So it all takes place on the ship, right? And honestly, the first two acts of the film, Act 1 and Act 2, were very well made. It was very well paced. I enjoyed what I saw. It had gore. It was interesting. It wasn't until Act 3 that the film started to fall apart a little bit. Feels like a good 20, maybe 25 minutes could have been cut from the third act. There's a lot of dialogue-heavy moments in Act 3 when you're prepared for the final showdown. You're waiting for the action. So it kind of holds it back from what is a culmination. Like, Dracula evolves throughout the film. He starts off very weak, and with each passing victim, he gets more composed to the point that he's actually flying around, and he starts fucking with them. He can speak English, and they have a hard time finding him on the boat because the cargo, most of it is dirt from his homeland. And we know that because he has to be buried in dirt from his estate for him to maintain sustenance. And in there is also a girl in the cargo who's alive, barely, who is meant for him to feed while he's on travel to London. But they find the girl and they rescue her, so he forces Dracula to feed on the livestock on the ship, gets eaten, gets sucked dry, gets little chunks bitten out of them. The dog gets killed. Pretty much everybody on the ship, one by one, gets killed, including the kid, which was pretty cool, actually. I didn't think that they would go through with that. But yeah, and if they get bit by Dracula, they are basically his, like, servants, his slaves, to do his bidding. And if they get hit by sunlight, they burst into flames. So, but one by one, everybody gets killed except for the black guy, who's the doctor. And when he gets to London, you see this prologue of the film that he's going to hunt down Dracula, and you see that Dracula's still fucking with him across the streets of London, and then the movie ends. That sucks, because, like, that's the story that I want to see, and we probably won't see it because this movie bombed. Last Voyage of the Demeter bombed. On Thursday night previews, it made less than $1 million, and I don't think we're going to be seeing any sequels to it, sadly. But for a horror film, it was great that it was rated R. It had a lot of good gore. It had some tense moments. And it wasn't made for teenagers. It felt like it was made for an adult audience, which is very appreciated. So I would say, even though the advertising on this film and the title itself is kind of dumb, kind of a put off, the film itself is pretty good. I would give it a 2.5 out of 5. 2.5. And for a horror film, if I was to judge it based on that genre alone, it would be a 3 out of 5. Because it's better than most of the stuff from Blumhouse. They obviously had a pretty good budget. They had really good effects. And it's a shame. It's a shame that original material like this can't do well. So try to support it. It probably will be on streaming real soon. And peace.